like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 18th day of January 2019. Continuing with the pushback here from the World Health Organization. There, a report released last year from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that a number of unvaccinated children up to 35 months old increased fourfold between 2001 and 2015. Now, there are several reasons why people are reluctant or refuse to be immunized despite readily available vaccines. A vaccine advisory group to the World Health Organization listed some of the reasons as complacency, difficulty accessing vaccine, and a lack of confidence. And that is the third should be number one. Lack of confidence? No, you're killing people with these damn things. There are 18 U.S. states that allow non-medical vaccine exemptions due to conscientious objector or philosophical or personal beliefs. A survey from May 2018 found that support for vaccinations among Americans has fallen 10% in the last 10 years. About 70% said common vaccines, such as for polio and measles, are very important, found the poll from Research America and America's Society for Microbiology. This is down from 80% who gave the same answer in November of 2008. According to the CDC, and there's another trusted organization, more than 90% of the children under the age of 3 have been vaccinated for polio, MMR, hepatitis B, and chickenpox, and more than 80% have received the influenza, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and pneumococcal infectious vaccines. However, mounting distrust has led some parents to not immunize their children, in turn leading to outbreaks of diseases not seen in years. Whoa, put a check on that one. If the disease is eliminated, it just doesn't crop up because you didn't have your child vaccinated. This stuff doesn't, you don't get it by rubbing up against a tree, okay? This isn't like a skin rash, or it doesn't get delivered by way of mosquito. See, these are the sorts of things that they refuse to talk about, because they're still trying to convince people to inject and poison their babies. And some people have found out, and they're just not doing it. Are you willing, with a perfectly healthy baby, little boy, little girl, scrunched up little face, little fists going, 10 little toes and fingers wiggling, to take that beautiful pink ball of flesh that you mothers, and men will never know this. There's a reason why they call it labor, to have a child. I've yet to hear a woman say, oh, nothing to it. It's a breeze. I can't wait to get pregnant again and have another child. It's an arduous, painful process. You go through all of this. You watch your diet. You're eating right. You're getting enough rest. Something goes thump in the night and you wake up and you think, oh, is my baby okay? You sweat your baby's health every single day. To have these predators injecting your kids with stuff that's going to destroy them. Wow. That's particularly satanic to me. About 3-4 weeks ago, I was talking about Sundar Pichai. I watched this creep get up in front of Congress. He's the CEO of Google, by the way. And absolutely lie to the congressional hearing. And not even be challenged by them. No real tough questions. He just got there and just breezed right through it. Well, in sworn testimony, Google CEO Sundar Pichai told Congress last month that his company does not manually intervene on any particular search result. Yet an internal discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News reveals Google regularly intervenes in search results on its YouTube video platform. Yes, Google owns YouTube, and it's owned by a parent company. Okay. The term abortion. Now, this is particularly of note because this demonstration is happening in Washington tomorrow, and there's probably going to be tens of thousands, if not more, maybe 100,000, I don't know, maybe 500,000 people. I know it's going to be cold there tomorrow. But this is a fire that's been burning for 46 years, folks. I'm sorry, Sam, I couldn't hear that. Could you repeat that? Okay, thank you. 46 years. Their flame has not gone out. But what did they do? Well, people just typing in the search engine on Google. Guess what happened? The term abortion was added to the blacklist file for controversial YouTube queries, which contains a list of search terms that the company considers sensitive. According to the leak, these include some of these search terms related to abortion, abortions, the Irish abortion referendum, Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and the anti-gun activist David Hogg. Yeah, there's a whole list. The existence of the blacklist was revealed in an internal Google discussion thread leaked to Breitbart News by a source inside the company who wishes to remain anonymous. They want to get a paycheck for a while longer. A partial list of the blacklisted terms was also leaked to Breitbart by another Google source. In the leaked discussion thread, Google site reliability engineer hinted at the existence of more search blacklists, according to the source. We have tons of white and black lists that humans manually curate, said the employee. Hopefully, this isn't surprising or particularly controversial. Others were more concerned about the presence of the blacklist. According to the source, the software engineer who started the discussion called the manipulation of search results related to abortion a smoking gun. The software engineer noted that the change had occurred following an inquiry from a left-wing Slate journalist about the prominence of pro-life videos on YouTube, and that pro-life videos were replaced with pro-abortion videos in the top 10 results for the search terms following Google's manual intervention. The Slate writer said that she had complained last Friday and then saw different search results before YouTube responded to her on Monday, wrote the employee, and lo and behold, the change log was submitted on Friday, December 14th at 3:17 p.m. She made the call, they made the change, didn't call her back for a couple of days. The manually downranked items include several videos from Dr. Anthony Levitino, a former abortion doctor who is now a pro-life activist. Another video in the top 10 featured a woman's personal story of being pressured to have an abortion, while another featured pro-life conservative Ben Shapiro. The Slate journalist who complained to Google reported that these videos previously featured in the top 10, describing them in her story as dangerous misinformation. Wow. So slicing up a baby that's not taking its first breath on Earth, that's dangerous misinformation. I think we need a, and this is tongue-in-cheek again, I think we need a purge in this country. What do you think, folks? tell you how we deal with the snowflakes and the asshats down here in Texas. We just give them a friendly little Texas smile, and we just ask the question. Or sometimes we deliver it in a statement. You know, the question would go like, you do know you're in Texas, right? Or if you don't want to even pose it as kind of a question to them and you want to make it more of a statement, you just look at them and say, you're in Texas now. Now, the recent transits to this state will generally just shut up, panic, and run the other way. It's fun to watch them go. They're like cockroaches when the lights are turned on. Now, this manual adjustment of search results by a Google-owned platform contradicts a key claim made under oath by Google CEO Sundar Pichai in his congressional testimony earlier this month, that his company does not manually intervene on any search result. A Google employee in the discussion thread drew attention to Pichai's claim, noting that it seems like we are pretty eager to cater our search results to the social and political agenda of left-wing journalists. Well, how profound. One of the posts in the discussion also noted that the blacklist had previously been edited to include the search term Maxine Waters after a single Google employee complained that the YouTube search result for Maxine Waters was of very low quality. Google's alleged intervention on behalf of the Democratic Congresswoman would be further evidence of the tech giant using its resources to prop up the left. Breitbart News previously reported on leaked emails revealing the company targeted pro-Democrat demographics in its get-out-the-vote efforts in 2016. According to the source, a software engineer in the thread also noted that a bunch of terms related to the abortion referendum in Ireland had been added to the blacklist, another change with potentially dramatic consequences on the national policies of Western democracy. At least one post in the discussion thread revealed the existence of a file called YouTube_controversial_query_blacklist, which contains a list of YouTube search terms that Google manually curates. In addition to the terms abortions, plural, Maxine Waters, and search terms related to Irish abortion referendum, a Google software engineer noted that the blacklist includes search terms related to terrorist attacks. The posts specifically mention the Strasbourg terror attack as being on the list. If you look at the other entries recently added to this YouTube controversial query blacklist, the addition of abortion seems out of place, wrote the software engineer, according to the source. After learning of the existence, rather, of the blacklist, Breitbart News obtained a partial screenshot of the full blacklist file from the source within Google. Which, by the way, I tried that query, YouTube controversial query blacklist. They had already scrubbed it. It reveals that the blacklist includes search terms related to both mass shootings and the progressive anti-Second Amendment activist David Hogg. This suggests Google has followed the lead of Democrat politicians who have repeatedly pushed tech companies to censor content related to the Parkland school shooting and the Parkland anti-gun activists. It's part of a new line of thought in the political media establishment, which views the public as too stupid to question conspiracy theories for themselves. Partial list that was leaked to Breitbart. And these go numerically from 2117 to 2120. Plane crash, Russia. Plane crash, AN-148. Florida shooting conspiracy. Florida shooting crisis actors. Florida conspiracy. Florida false flag shooting. Florida false flag. Fake Florida school shooting. David Hogg hoax. David Hogg fake. David Hogg, crisis actor. David Hogg forgets his lines. David Hogg forgets his lines again. David Hogg can't remember his lines. David Hogg, actor. David Hogg can't remember. David Hogg, conspiracy. David Hogg, exposed. David Hogg, lines. David Hogg, rehearsing. Florida shooting conspiracy. The full internal file path of the blacklist, according to another source, is, and it gives, if you want the address, it's too long to recount on air, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and look at it for yourself. Now, contradictions on this. Responding to a request for comment, a YouTube spokeswoman said the company wants to promote authoritative sources in its search results that maintain that YouTube is a platform for free speech that allows both pro-life and pro-abortion content. This is their response. YouTube is a platform for free speech where anyone can choose to post videos as long as they follow our community guidelines. And that seems to be the number one problem right there. Community guidelines, I guess their community doesn't have a First Amendment in their constitution. It's the shut the hell up and agree with us, or we'll just blacklist you crowd. Oh, that community. So when a Hillary Clinton heads up, it takes a village. Or is it take a village idiot? I forget. At any rate, our community guidelines, which prohibit things like inciting violence and pornography, we apply these policies impartially, and we allow both pro-life and pro-choice opinions. Over the last year, we've described how we are working to better surface news sources. I don't know what better surface news sources means. Across our site for news-related searches and topical information, we've improved our search and discovery algorithms, built new features that clearly label and prominently surface news sources on our homepage and search pages, and introduce information panels to help give users more authoritative sources where they can fact-check information for themselves. Really, all they're doing is bending you back to the propagandists is what's going on. In the case of the abortion search results, YouTube's intervention to insert authoritative content resulted in the downranking of pro-life videos and an elevation of pro-abortion ones. A Google spokesperson took a tougher line than its YouTube subsidiary, stating that Google has never manipulated or modified the search results or content in any of its products to promote a particular political ideology. And again, they're lying through their damn teeth. You know, I wonder if the drug companies could do us a favor. I wonder if they could come up with a vaccine that would prevent people from lying their entire lives. That somehow that we could vaccinate people if they say they tell more than 10 lies in one day, that they'll spontaneously combust. Wonder if we could do that. See, and I'm allowing 10 lies a day. Because everybody lies. Depends on where and when and who you are and who you're lying to and how you're supposed to be respected and hailed in your authoritative position. Yeah. However, in a leaked discussion thread, a member of Google's trust and safety team, Daniel Aronson, admitted that the company maintains huge teams that work to adjust search results for subjects that are prone to hyperbolic content, misleading information, and offensive content. All subjective terms are frequently used to suppress right-leaning sources. Well, here's the right-leaners now. Are they a degree or two to the right? Or are they full faceplant 90 degreeers? We'll have to look at that at a later time. He also admitted that the interventions weren't confined to YouTube. They included search results delivered via Google Assistant, Google Home, and in rare cases, Google's organic search results. In the thread, Aronson attempted to explain how search blacklisting worked. He claimed that highly specific searches would generate non-blacklisted results, even controversial ones, but the inclusion of highly specific terms in a YouTube blacklist, like David Hogg can't remember his lines, the name of an actual viral video, seems to contradict this.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been...
Now, this Aronson's statement, he says, I work in trust and safety, and while I have no particular input as to exactly what's happening for YT, I can try to explain why you'd have this kind of list and why people are finding lists like these on our code search. When dealing with abusive and controversial content on various mediums, you have several levers to deal with the problem. They have some very strange language. I don't know what we have several levers to deal with problems. Two prominent levers are proactive and reactive. Proactive usually refers to some type of algorithm, scalable solution to a general problem. Ergo, he gives an example, we don't allow straight-up porn on YouTube, so we create a classifier that detects porn and automatically remove or flag for review the videos the porn classifier is most certain of. And I'm sure they all gather around a computer to watch it. Reactive usually refers to a manual fix to something that has been brought to our attention that our proactive solutions don't or didn't work on, and something that is clearly in the realm of bad enough to warrant a quick targeted solution, determined by pages and pages of policies worked on over many years and many teams to be fair and cover necessary scope. I give you another example. Ergo, a website that used to be a good blog had its domain expire and was purchased and repurposed to spam search results with auto-generated pages full of gibberish text, scrapped images, and links to boost traffic to other spammy sites. It is manually actioned for violating policy. Now, that's legitimate. But he admits. That if it's controversial, well, it gets flagged. Well, what's controversial? If you're a left-leaning, slobbering, non-thinking snowflake that just happened to be smart enough to get into geekdom, well, then I guess that qualifies you as being judge, jury, and executioner. Manual reacting to things is not very scalable, and it's not an ideal solution to most problems. So the proactive lever is really one that we all like to lean on. Ideally, our classifiers and our algorithm are good at providing useful and rich results to our users while ignoring things that are not useful or not relevant. But we all know this isn't exactly the case all the time. From a user perspective, there are subjects that are prone to hyperbolic content. See, and this is where they say misleading information and offensive content. Now, these words are highly subjective and no one denies that, but we can all agree generally lines exist in many cultures about what is clearly okay versus what is not okay. Well, wait a minute. Which culture in this country are you talking about? You talking about the Americans that generation from generation didn't become sexual perverts didn't become liberal snowflakes. The only thing you know how to do is yell and scream and become an anti-Trumper. Are you talking about the people that now want to turn us into a socialized democracy? They get everything free. I mean, exactly who are you talking about? We can all generally agree lines exist in many cultures about what is clearly okay versus what's not okay. Guess what's still not okay in this country? Homosexuality is not okay in this country. Abortion is still not okay in this country. Allowing floods of illegals into this country is not okay. There is a list about 1,000 miles long. I don't know what planet you're living on or what futuristic United States you're living in. But I got to tell you, bud, you're full of malarkey. You're full of it. And it just keeps getting weirder and weirder, folks. It's our job to report it. Sorry. Axon partners with public hospital to rebrand stun guns as life-saving devices. I just love the power of corporations in this country on the politicians, don't you? Last month, an article in the Star Tribune revealed a disturbing partnership between Axon Enterprises, Inc., those are the manufacturers of the tasers, and the public hospital. For 14 years, Axon has been paying the Hennepin County Medical Center more than $1.1 million to help convince juries and the public that tasers themselves are life-saving devices. Axon has been paying two doctors between $20,000 and $36,000 a year to write hundreds of Axon-funded stories and serve as Axon medical advisors. You're going to love this one, the balance of the story on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice. The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Cheeseburgers! Oh, you did have the thing open. We were just talking during the break. You know, I said, one of these days this mic's going to be open, and I'm going to say something that at traveling 186,000 miles a second, I'm not going to be able to run fast enough to catch it, to take it back. And so what happens coming out of that break? Oh, guys, I'm doing cheeseburgers. No, folks, I've not lost my mind. I just have a guy practicing on my show today. I got to blame it on you, man. I'm sorry. Any rate, about this study. Two researchers in leadership positions at the HCMC, and that's the Hennepin County Medical Center, have served as medical advisors for Axon. And the hospital's research arm conducted 22 Axon-funded studies, hospital records show. For at least 8 years, Axon paid the hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. William Hegard, $20,000 annually to serve as the company's medical advisory board until he resigned this year. And by the way, he was kind of double-dipping. Hegard had disclosed in studies that he was also an owner of Axon stock, so there was a little incentive to kind of give him a green light, you know what I mean? Dr. Jeffrey Ho, medical director for EMS at HCMC, doubles as Axon's contract medical director for at least 32 hours per month. Every 3 months, the hospital bills Axon $34,344 to cover Ho's shifts while he's working for the company. Ho's bills the company directly for outside work, which amounted to $36,000 last year, according to Hennepin healthcare spokesman Tom Hayes. Somebody ought to check his stock holdings as well. You know, there are hoes everywhere. You know what I'm saying? The Hennepin Hospital also signed an additional contract with Axon to make its security personnel available for conferences and other appearances, promoting its use of tasers to protect patients, staff, and guests. Axon's disturbing rebranded image. Taser has been rebranded. Now they're calling themselves Axon Protect Life. Axon claims their shock devices save lives. And this is a company quote here. We create technologies and services that enable you to capture truth and protect life. Capture truth? What the hell does that mean? Are they using tasers now instead of waterboarding? I don't know what that means. That enable you to capture the truth and protect life? What does that have to do with a device that can generate a couple hundred volts, couple hundred thousand volts of electricity? I don't get it. Well, here's Axon's incredulous public safety mission. Quoting from them, your mission every day is to protect life. So is ours. We are Axon, a team committed to pushing the boundaries of technology to help you feel more confident in the field, at the station, and in court. From smart weapons like our taser devices. Well, okay, well, here's a question. What's a smart weapon taser? Axon smart weapon tasers automatically reload and measure how much electric shock is being applied to a suspect. If the taser thinks the suspect needs more of a shock, it increases the voltage. God. Oh, God. If it thinks it needs to deliver, oh, boy. Oh, boy. So who's at fault when a taser shocks a person so much that they're permanently injured or killed? The Star Tribune mentions how Axon was named as a defendant. Ready? In 49 wrongful death or injury lawsuits, and that is about it. It did not mention one of the largest taser injury settlements to date, which was for $9.5 million after Jose Lopez lost half of his head. And it failed to mention the five-part Reuters story revealing how tasers have been responsible for at least 1,005 deaths as of 2017. A Google search for stun gun causes death returned nearly 5 million hits. Uh-oh, boys, over at Google. Ooh, you better fix that one. That's contentious. That's controversial. You better scrub that. Now, rebranding tasers and denying that police sound cannons injure people will not hide the facts. People across the country are being injured and killed by these dangerous devices. And you know what? These sadistic badge-wearing idiots out there, they just love pulling tasers on people. And a lot of these cops, if they think you're not being cooperative, no. This isn't somebody reaching for a gun or something like that. No. If they deem you to be argumentative, they will pull out their taser and zap you. Huh? I'm sorry. Because you wear a badge, it does not give you autonomy to be something subhuman. Something to be angry or aggressive. Because as we all know, folks, there's a lot of these uniformed idiots out there running around the street. You know, if there was a case for gun control, these people should be banned from even having weapons. Oops, better watch that slippery slope. But this is how insane this is. This is how money... This is how the system works. That you put on this air of legitimacy and then you spin stuff. And then you do these exhaustive, extensive reports pointing to your own lies as evidence and then, in this particular case, rebranding. That it saves lives, ignoring the 1,049 lawsuits or deaths that have been caused by their products. Wow. By the way, this crap about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, I read a story today. Oh, she's got pneumonia. There's questions swirling around. Well, she's stopped with her personal appearances, and that's got people concerned. Well, the other day, the story comes out. Well, she's got cancer, and she's under chemotherapy. Today I see a story, oh, well, she's not out there and she's not on the bench because she's got pneumonia. Now, here's the real poop, folks. Ruth Bader Ginsburg will retire from the U.S. Supreme Court in January of 2019, says same news source that accurately reported her cancer. Today, The Atlantic, a fake news propaganda rag of the lunatic left, called for an impeachment of Trump. That's because leftists have reached a panic peak. As rumors are circulating that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is seriously ill and will soon either retire from the court or die. The Santa Monica Observer, the same small paper that correctly reported RBG's cancer condition before it was acknowledged, is now reporting that Ruth Bader has contracted pneumonia and will retire from the U.S. Supreme Court in January 2019. Astonishingly, the story was first published by the SM Observer in September of 2018, demonstrating once again how the paper was months ahead of everybody else. As the paper reports, she told key Democrat members of the Senate about her medical condition, including ranking Democrat member of the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein. This explains in part the no-take-no-prisoners attitude of the Democrats during the Kavanaugh nomination, carefully orchestrating weak 37-year-old allegations against Kavanaugh by women he barely remembers knowing in high school or college. The left-wing propagandist, that is the journalist, are fully aware that if Trump remains in office for a few more months, he'll be able to appoint yet another conservative justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is why there's total panic across the left, leftovers they call it, because the prospect of a 6-3 Supreme Court with liberals outvoted 2-1 is an unbearable thought to uber-liberals. These are the same people, remember, who are triggered by the word family, a concept that causes them to break down in total panic. Can you kind of see a thread going on here, folks? 46, why 46 years for the big demonstration in Washington? Usually you do stuff on, you know, say 50-year anniversary. That'd be 4 years out. But somebody smelled something cooking here, didn't they? Well, we're going to have this big rally. And you know, this Roe v. Wade question might be brought up again to the Supreme Court. Well, wait a minute here. Let's do some math. The prospect of a 6-3 Supreme Court with liberals outvoted 2-1? What do you think would happen if the Roe v. Wade question was brought up again before the Supreme Court? Boy, I can tell you one thing right now, folks. There's a lot of vinyl being sucked up off the chairs in Washington, D.C. right now. Last week, I won't do that part of the story. Mentions Alex Jones. Oh, what the heck. Is the SM Observer correct about January 2019? It will likely be close. Last week when I appeared on the Alex Jones Show as a health commentator, I publicly predicted that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be gone from the court before the 2020 election. Privately, I have long thought she would not even make it through 2019, even as I have also publicly offered to help her survive cancer with natural medicine strategies. Oh, this has got to be none other than... Oh, wait a minute here. Oh, that's right. It's his friend. Natural News. Okay. All right. At any rate, meat of the story here, folks. She's gone. Oh, and if the state isn't good enough at directing every aspect of your lives, they're going to get a little bit better. Now, ironies of ironies today, you know how they have this ad-supported crap that you, these pop-ups on the websites, right? And you've always got, I mean, they're a staple. They're there all the time. And I clicked on one of them where somebody actually had a video camera. They're big in Europe and especially in Russia. Because I guess they have a lot of Russian idiots that just do monumentally stupid things. And then they run into problems with their insurance company. So everybody is taken to have onboard cameras in their cars. Yeah, it's a big thing in Russia. Big. Big in Europe, but not so much here. But I was perusing around. I caught my eye and I clicked it on. Somebody had a, looked like about a 2-year-old child in a car seat, in the back seat. They went around a curve, and the back left passenger door opened up, and guess what come falling out? Yep, the baby in the basket. And the irony to this is the driver of the car didn't even notice, just kept on driving. People stopped, they walked over, and they looked, and here's his baby. The guy saw it happen, he's filming it. He gets out of his car, his wife's with him, and they go out there to rescue the child from the road before it's becomes a human speed bump. So right after that, I ran across this story. New bill will fine parents $10,000 for smoking with a child in the car. Now, the way that headline reads, new bill will fine parents $10,000 for smoking with a child. Are they saying they're sharing a smoke here? Oh, I guess not. Free thought project. Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, God. Well, there it goes. Do I need to say anything more? It's Indiana. Smoking cigarettes is one of the deadliest habits a person can have, contributing to both cancer and heart diseases. Cigarettes are attributed to the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans annually. But should smokers be treated as criminals? A new bill in Indiana will do just that. Senate Bill 34, authored by State Senator Jim Merritt, a Republican out of District 31. Better fact check that. I'll bet you this guy ain't no conservative. And State Senator Eddie Melton. Oh, well, they're teaming up across the aisle. This guy's a Democrat from District 3. How nice. Would make it a crime to smoke in a car with a child under 6 years of age. It would be considered to be a Class B infraction and punishable by a $1,000 fine. If that same parent happens to get caught smoking in their car within the same 12-month period, however, that infraction becomes a Class A, which is punishable by a $10,000 fine. Readers of the Free Thought Project already know what can happen to those folks who cannot or refuse to pay the fine. They go to jail, or possibly worse. The bill's supporters say the young children are defenseless against the secondhand smoke because they don't have the ability to roll down the window. Therefore, we need government to step in. If you don't support this bill, they will claim, then you likely don't support your children. Now, others think the bill should go much further and make smoking around children in any environment a criminal act. You know, I bet one time, I bet you I can smoke a cigarette in this car and you'll never smell the smoke. No, that's impossible. I've got a real sensitive, and I've got I said, really? Okay. Well, I was driving and we're traveling about 80 miles an hour, so what are they going to do, grab the wheel, jam on the brake? I proceeded with my little demonstration against their protest, of course. And lo and behold, I sat there right in front of them, smoked a cigarette, and they had never smelled smoke, not once. So I think the state of Indiana ought to put out a smoker's manual. If you're going to go this far to butt into people's lives, and many people consider their cars to be an extension of their homes. Did you know that? That they're in their own little cocoon. It's an extension of their home, and... well, just don't mess with me. Now, what's more, the idea of the state playing the parental role in fining or arresting people for smoking around children is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's an understatement. Sodas and candy increase the risk of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and gout are far more likely to harm children than secondhand smoke. Should the state come into our homes and ban those too, or arrest parents who let their kids have a Coke and a smile? If it's diet, just make sure it has aspartame, and if it's regular Coke, just make sure it's got that corn fructose stuff in it. Yeah, that's good for your kids too. Yeah, oh, the hell with it. Light up a cigarette for them and just hand it to them. I've seen monkeys smoke. Haven't you seen that, Sam? They teach monkeys. Yeah. Wonder what the fine would be being observed by a police officer, you driving down the highway and handing your 2-year-old in the back seat a cigarette and then lighting it for him. What do you think would happen then? You'd probably get shot to death right on the spot. I'm just being really stupid today, but you get the point. Information is key, not police action. We need only look at the near 60% decline in smoking over the last decade to see how effective information is at creating healthier habits. Smoking is still legal in every state, yet people are quitting en masse. Well, okay. We can chalk maybe that up to education, but there's another component. The cost. What's a pack of cigarettes in New York City now? No wonder they beat that black dude to death for selling singles on a street corner. I think, a pack of cigarettes up there runs $10, $12 or more? You imagine? Folks. I mean, really? $12? Well, that's the low side. Wow. That's 60 cents a cigarette. I would say the price probably had more to do with people quitting in the last 10 years, because that's about the amount of time we've been in this depression, you know, that started in 2008. Yeah. At any rate, add that in your story, Free Thought, because, yeah, education is a component of it, that's for sure. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
You were talking about tasers a little while ago.
Yeah.
They can spend as many millions of dollars buying off doctors and using euphemistic language all they want. Here's the simple truth on any voltage like that conducted to the heart. If you're used to probably seeing the blip, you know, everybody's used to seeing the blip on the heart monitors, you know, and so you've got, it begins with P and then you have the T and there. Okay, at the top of the QRS complex, that's the peak. If the voltage hits at the top of the QRS complex there, it will put the patient into asystole. It will flatline them. And contrary to what you see in movies like Flatliners, where you see people shock somebody into asystole and then shock them again and bring them back, asystole, flatline, is not a shockable rhythm, okay? If you're using one of these, emergency automated electronic defibrillators, and the patient's in asystole, after shocking, it will say continue CPR. It does not shock again. Okay, so that's how, you know, it's sort of a statistical luck of the draw. Every so often, somebody's going to zap someone right at the top of one of their, you know, the heartbeats at the QRS complex, and it's going to flatline them. And without really good CPR and drugs, that's when you're working a code, you use drugs and CPR to get the patient back if they flatline. And I welcome, I'm an RN by profession. I welcome any EMTs, paramedics, doctors who want to call and confirm this. Everybody who's taken anything more than the most rudimentary CPR course, even the CPR course with the automatic electronic defibrillator, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. So they can throw as many millions of dollars as they want. Everybody with any medical training whatsoever knows they're lying.
Glenn, do you have medical background?
I'm an RN.
Okay.
Okay, right. So that's what I say. I invite any EMTs, paramedics, nurses, doctors, cardiologists, whoever you want, to call in and tell me I'm full bony, but they won't, because everybody knows that's the case.
Well,
you zap somebody at the top of the peak, you know, the peak of the QRS, and they'll flatline.
Well, and you know, have you noticed a trend here, Glenn, in general? It doesn't matter what the truth is. It matters how many lawyers you have, how big your company is, how many politicians you've bought off, or how you control, let's say, the CDC or the FDA or some idiot over at the World Health Organization. It doesn't matter. These people will get their way by way of bribery, threat, coercion, payoff, blackmail. I don't care. And Glenn, this goes back to the root problem we're having in this country, whether it's crazy lunatics, communists trying to deliver what they're calling news or anything else in this country. We have got to hit the reset and hit it fast. What I have not heard is a cognitive, sane approach from doing this. Maybe we just got to get a little bit crazy. I don't know. But none of this stuff is going to stop, Glenn, because we have such, and not a periphery, not a few players in Washington. We've got a totally upside down, popped inside out, corrupt government that stinks to high heavens.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So I was going to say, declining empire. It rings a bell. You know, the crumbling, declining empire.
Wow.
Overextended, and just when the society turns its back on truth at any level, you know, even here, like these guys in business, you know. Talk about how the ethics of business have changed so much. I've listened to how many executives retiring who lament, you know, the status of business ethics in this country. It's business, military, any sphere, you name it. Honor ain't what it used to be.
And it's certainly not going to get any better, and it's not going to cure itself.
Right, right. Well, it reminds me of that the saying in the one Pirates of the Caribbean movie, where they, you know, they make reference to the idea that honor is the currency of the realm, and then later on he says, it turns out currency is the currency of the realm.
By the way, let me ask you a question. Did you see the movie Molly's Game?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, that's a highly entertaining movie, and it's actually true. It was an Olympian that got injured, really screwed herself up. And she was going to go to college to do something, and then she took a little detour. She began running gambling games, and this was, by way of attorney, all legal. Wasn't the illegal crap games or anything else like that. But watch the movie and listen to what the federal judge says at the end of that movie. He says, I'm a half an hour away from Wall Street. Well, they break so many rules before lunchtime that makes it look you look like a little pauper.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Glenn. Have a good weekend. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today. Find it in your hearts, your pocketbook. Break the piggy bank, whatever you have to do. Please support this network. Go to our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. That can take you to PayPal. You can make a one-time donation or do a monthly donation there. Folks, we need a little juice to keep on a running. Thanks for being here.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go down.